50 years ago, a movie director named Peter Yates and a young rising star named Steve McQueen made a car into a movie star. The movie was called Bullet. McQueen played a cop who drove a Highland Green 68 Mustang Fastback. Car guy and Culture Couch producer Jim Cale has the story.
Not too many people remember that the movie won an Academy Award for film editing, but every car guy and every car girl knows the classic chase scene. Steve McQueen in his Highland Green 68 Fastback Mustang chasing the bad guys in a dark 68 Charger. 7 minutes of real cars on real streets. No CGI, no fake explosions, no special effects, just the real deal. I love the sound of that Mustang. So does Mustang owner and Ford salesman Aaron Robinson of Miamisburg, Ohio. He describes the perfect job.
Race on Sunday, sell on Monday.
Aaron's a car guy and sells cars for a living. He drives with the radio and the cell phone turned off.
I'm driving. I pay more attention to the car than I do anything. I love the way it sounds.
He thinks the world will be poorer when electric cars take over, humming and not roaring. For now, Ford is still making Mustangs that roar, including a new 50th anniversary Bullet edition. The 1968 movie helped spark an excitement about the Mustang that burns to this day. With over 100 clubs devoted to the Mustang in the U.S. alone, it was no surprise to find one of the clubs meeting the first Wednesday of each month at Lakota High School, north of Cincinnati. Attend one of their meetings and you'll find members talking horsepower and trading spare parts. They go to car shows together and hold a big annual car show in June, then donate the proceeds to local veterans, a hospice, and a local food pantry. Anita Fithen is the club president and currently has a 2004 premium convertible, not her first Mustang. I asked Anita if she'd seen the Bullet movie.
When it first came out, 50 years ago, definitely made an impression on me. Yes, it did. My very first car after that, I bought a Mustang.
Kurt Zeiser from Carlisle, Ohio, has a 1965 Mustang.
I remember seeing bits and pieces of Bullet growing up, 10, 11 years old, when I first realized what Bullet Mustang was. My uncle is a big Mustang guy, and he was talking about it. The car's pretty sweet. I love it.
With the 50th anniversary of the movie, there's been more talk than usual about what happened to the original Bullet Mustang. The last trace was in 1974 when an ad appeared in Road & Track magazine. Bullet Mustang, driven by Steve McQueen in the movie, can be documented. Best offer. Bob Kiernan of Madison, New Jersey, ponied up $6,000 for the iconic Mustang, nearly twice what a new 74 would have cost. He drove it on the streets. Eventually, it became his wife's daily driver to and from a Catholic school where she taught third grade. The car became a part of the family, and in December of 1977, when Steve McQueen wrote and asked to buy the car back, Bob dismissed it out of hand. The car remained in hiding until the Kiernan family brought it to the attention of the Historic Vehicle Association. They documented the car and made it the 21st entry on the National Vehicle Register, which led to the current international tour of the Bullet Mustang. Tony Fithen of the Cincinnati Mustang Club summed it up when asked about his recollection of the car.
Well, the first time I saw it, I guess, was when the movie came out, but we didn't realize at that time that it was going to be such an icon. It's always been around. It seems it keeps coming back.
Thank you, Mr. McQueen. Thank you, Mr. Yates, for making a movie that has helped keep the Mustang around for all these years.
That was Community Voices producer Jim Cale for Culture Couch, our series on the arts and culture in the Miami Valley. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.